Welcome back to the Happy Healthy Hustle. Here we are with another amazing episode, and we have a guest here today. So, without further ado, Drewby, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. My name is Drewby Wilson. I am also a self-proclaimed meme lord. For those of you not watching the video, I've tattooed it across my knuckles. I am a small business owner and an entrepreneur. I own a company named Call the Damn Leads. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I love helping people dial in the systems, the processes, and the routines that allow them to live the life that they want to live, both personally and professionally.
Beautiful introduction. One thing I really adore about Droby is he keeps calling me Dr. Christiana. And he says it so perfectly that I have to really give you praise for this. It really shows me how amazing of a salesperson you are, because it really ties in, Dale Carnegie already said this, people like to hear their own name, but you pay so much attention to how people want to be called, what the companies are, the pronunciation of it. I have to really give you praise right now. It's just like perfect. You say Dr. Christiana, and earlier we talked to my students, and I love that you said this, because the one thing is sometimes people call me Miss, and I'm like, I'm not a Miss. Please don't call me Miss.
Hey, listen, I give you a lot of respect and kudos because I know how much time, energy, and effort you had to put into earning that doctor title. And I wouldn't take that lightly if I were you either. So I'm no doctor, but I understand what effort you had to put in to earn that title, and I want to give it its due respect.
So I really appreciate that about you. And of course, now I give you praise for thinking about names, position, titles, pronunciations. And we're all wondering, what is your superpower?
I would say my superpower is really it's a combination of empathy and confidence. I genuinely care about people, and I'm confident that if I have the ability to help you, I will do everything in my power to do so.
I really connect with that. I always tell my students, it's not about what we know. People don't care about what you know, right? Until they know how much you care. Yeah. So it's
Absolutely.
sometimes you just have to make sure that they understand you care, and then they start to realize you actually do know a lot.
I want to extend on that because I think one of the things that I've learned a lot lately is if you want to be interesting, you have to be interested. And asking questions is such a great way to get to know someone and show them that you care. And what's really cool about that is when you ask the great questions, people will think you're such an interesting person, even if they don't know anything about you.
Completely. And I think curiosity goes such a long way. Sometimes, even if you already know the answer to it, still asking that question and then showing that you're interested, that they maybe have some knowledge of it, is one thing. But the other area is you really have no clue about it at all. And maybe you don't dare to ask the question because you don't want to look like you really have absolutely no knowledge about it. Those are the best questions. So, on both spectrums, asking something even though you know the answer might confirm or might expand what you know, or asking a question you have no clue about. I love those. Like, sometimes people ask me, they say, I have no idea what it takes to earn a PhD or do what you do. One lady asked me once, she said, do you decorate your classrooms? And I was like, yeah, it's a little different at the university, but I do appreciate the question, So it's great. It's just asking the questions, just get it out there, because curiosity really at the end will get your wheels spinning, and who knows what you will discover about yourself that this person shares with you.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most interesting things that I've kind of learned over the years is that you can learn from anyone if you're willing to just submit to the fact that you don't know what you don't know yet. And then once you know, you get to make a choice on what you do with that information.
Exactly. Listening and filing it away. I always compare my mind. It's like a jukebox. Sometimes, I have like all these memories that I pull out, and I'm like, there was something there that I recently read or I read a long time ago, and I pull it out like on the jukebox. You push a button that pulls out that record. And sometimes I just file it away. And I'm like, this might come in handy at some point. I'm just going to file it away. But I do listen very intently, because I think that's the number one thing. You do have to listen. I love that you brought up empathy. Empathy sometimes doesn't even embrace talking at all. It actually just embraces the listening, and that people just need somebody there that listens to their problems. Because people are lonely in your life. Like looking now where you are, it looks like successful life, but I want to dial it back a little bit more. What has been the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge that I've faced is understanding the value of time. So, time is the one resource we cannot buy more of. We can't win in a poker tournament. You don't get like a box of it on Christmas morning. It is a finite resource. And the older I get, the more I realize how valuable it truly is. And I think it's being intentional with that time that it's not just was a challenge before, it's a challenge every day. Because as humans, we have to make decisions to take action. And it's really easy to make excuses or say, hey, I'll get to that later, or, I don't have time for that. But it's really about not finding the time, it's making the time for the things that are a priority in your life. And so for me, that was a big realization and challenge is creating the boundaries to say, no, that's not something I'm going to invest my time in. Or yes, this is something that I absolutely have to invest my time in because if I want XYZ result, it requires an investment of time, energy, and effort. And ultimately, that's something that it's an everyday challenge, right? It's real easy to get distracted by social media or watch Netflix trends or whatever exciting thing is going on in the world. But the boundaries that we put in place for ourselves to control our time is what allows us to have what is actually freedom. And so many people forget that they're the ones that choose what they do with their time, energy, and effort. And I think that's a big challenge for everyone, but it's especially something that I had to go through on a very personal level. And now I really make an effort to challenge others to understand what their time is worth as well.
And I have to say, we just went through this with a couple of my students in the classroom, and they were definitely, I could use the word hot seat, but they were definitely challenged. And I think that's sometimes what it takes. You have to become comfortable with being uncomfortable because things don't just fall from the sky, right? You could sleep until 9:30, which is lovely, and wake up and greet the sunshine. And others get up at 4:30, which is not comfortable. I don't know anybody really loves that. And they have 5 hours that they got in before you even opened your eyes. That's what I always tell my students. It's like, if you tell me you have no time, I want to know a little bit about what you do in the day. Because to me, this seems intriguing. And that's where we frequently have those conversations. Yeah, I get up in the morning, Derby. Before I go to work, I pitch myself. It's my golden rule. I get up and I pitch myself. Podcasts, magazines, newspapers, speaking engagements. I feel good when I leave the home and go to work and I pitch myself. Because I want to put myself out there and I want to keep the business running. And to me, like these little pitches that I do in the morning, it's not even a lot of time. It's like 15 minutes. It's like a little drip, 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 drip. And I hear my business is keeping on running.
The cliche of the farmer in the field is it's a real thing. If the farmer goes out in the field and they don't make a point to plant a seed every 4 or 5 feet, if they only planted one seed every 10 feet because they decided they didn't feel like it, well, at the end of the year, their harvest is going to be significantly less. And what I adore about you and love that you're putting out there for the world to understand is that it's those little seeds that ultimately become the life and the business that you want. And they will grow as large as you allow yourself to nurture them during that season. And not all of them will become something. Some of them might die off. Some of those seeds might end up, growing sideways and not turning into anything significant. But if one or two of those seeds that you planted truly grow into what they're capable of, life is so amazing that you will end up with so much more than you ever even thought possible. But it all comes back to being willing to stay committed to planting those seeds, to waking up and making those pitches, to making that extra phone call, to having that extra conversation, to sending that one extra email. And that's what so many people aren't willing to do. They sacrifice those couple of little seeds for the sake of a little bit more rest, or for the sake of, watching a Netflix show or scrolling social media. And not to say that there can't be value in resting and recovering and seeing what's trending, but it's when you aren't committed and disciplined to the planting of the seeds that things start to get sideways.
So agree with that. And I had a one pitch that I gave that actually could have probably resulted in a magazine article. I didn't follow up, kind of slipped through the cracks, wrote the pitch, and I was traveling and I forgot about it, didn't follow up, didn't get printed. And I was like, dang, I invested a lot of time in that pitch. So the second time around, new pitch, different magazine, and I immediately wrote a completely different email. So I wrote my pitch and I followed up a couple of days later. I got chosen. She said I had got more than 600 submissions within a few hours. I really liked how you connected with me, and that's why I'm going to print it. And so I was
Come
like,
on.
yeah, I'm admitting, first time around, put a lot of time in. I'm probably going to do something with that content. Maybe I can use a podcast episode out of this. This is just how I work. It's like I already wasted, I don't want to say wasted, but I already spent the time. So now I always tell my students when they look at the book that I wrote, I'm like, the trees already got killed. We may as well just write something in the book because it's already there, right? So I already spent the time. So I'm going to do something with that now with that pitch that I wrote. But I learned out of it. I was like, I should have followed up. You would have
It's a
printed.
great lesson.
I didn't, right? I didn't follow up. It's just kind of like, yeah. So the second time I was like smarter, and now it got printed. And I'm like, yeah, you have to pitch. You have to keep going. It's like drip, 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 drip. And that's how I lead my life. Yeah. So you're such an inspiration. And I would love to know what in that challenging time helped you, who or what, to overcome that challenge. Was there like a particular moment that you remember, a person that you met, what happened?
So I had mentioned it was a vulnerable moment. My wife woke me up on Christmas Eve in 2019 with a slap in the face and handed me her wedding ring back.
Oh,
And
that's
so
didn't see that
it
coming.
was a hard one. Yeah, I definitely didn't see it coming. I was sleeping, but it was a big realization, right? A lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, we're building this future, right? We have this vision. We're visionary. That's what makes us the entrepreneur, because we can see things that don't exist yet. And what I realized in that hard conversation between my wife and I, and thank God for her for being willing to have that hard conversation with me, was that it doesn't matter how grandiose and amazing the future I was building was, I was telling the world I was doing it for my family. And the fact was, is I wasn't there with my family who I was building that future for. Even though I was in the room, I was in my mind in a totally different place. And it was that realization of, hey, you can be next to someone and be a million miles away from them. And it really made me clear on, like, hey, if you're gonna be present in the room, I forget who said this quote, but be where your feet are. Mentally, be where your feet are. Because if you wanna be able to be 100% all in on something, you gotta be where your feet are and you gotta be in that moment, or else it'll go by. And there's probably whoever's listening to this right now can think about a moment that passed that they weren't present for, where they missed some celebrity that walked by, or they missed the opportunity to ask the person that they loved out on a date, or whatever that thing was, because they were distracted for that split second and it cost them something that they'll never even know existed. And I think that's the big realization, is that for me, I have to be very intentional about where my mind wanders. 'Cause again, I'm a bit of a visionary. So, like, it'll get out there and I'll start being all over the place. And also, I talked about the boundaries and putting those boundaries in place to say, hey, when I'm home, I want to be home. When I'm in the business, I want to be in the business. Because there was a number of years where I'd be at the business thinking about all the stuff I had going on at home, which meant that I wasn't giving my all to the business. And then the moment that I walked in the door, I felt guilty about the fact that I didn't give my all to the business. So I'd be at home thinking about all the stuff I didn't do when I was at work. And guess what it did? It caused a whole host of problems for me. And if I'd have just been more intentional about, hey, where I am right now, my time, energy, and effort is all in on this thing. And then when I'm done doing this, I'm going to shut that off and I'm going to go be really intentional with my time, energy, and effort over here. And since getting better about that, because I'm not perfect, not at all, but being more intentional has led me to have better relationships, to have a better business, to have more money, and to have more fulfillment in my life. Because ultimately, everything that we do is selfish. We do it for a reason. We want to feel good. We want to look good. We want to make more money. And being intentional with the energy and effort and the time has created that opportunity, but it's still a daily process. Every day I have to make the decision, do I want to scroll on social media or do I want to take 15 minutes and have an amazing conversation with Dr. Cristiano? Like, that was a choice that I made. I could have said, you know what, I don't have time for this, let's reschedule. But I looked at my calendar, realized, hey, I've got 15, 20 minutes, let's get this done, because this small seed, this little investment, it could turn into a conversation that someone hears and decides, man, that was really impactful on my life. I'm going to go start taking action on the thing that I want. Pouring into your students. That was an investment for me to say, hey, if one person in this room hears what I'm saying and they make a decision to go out and change the world, I'm not going to take responsibility for it. Like, I'm not going to take their credit, but I also will know in my heart of hearts that a small part of what I did helped them on their journey.
Beautiful. And again, coming back to my little jukebox comparison, it might not have even been today that it clicked. It might be tomorrow, it might be next week, it could be after they graduate high school. It could be that they're maybe all of a sudden like, hold on, there was something there. Time, energy, effort. I do remember that. So that's like sometimes the beautiful thing is that when you actually create the space. I always say living in the moment, right? You don't look at your cell phone, you just listen to me right now. And I'm very intentional about that with my family, with my students. I'm like, you're going to listen to me right now and don't look at your social media because there's no such thing as multitasking. And then you can do your thing afterwards, but I would really love your full attention. You're right, it is selfish, but at the same time, I also want to make sure that they walk away feeling they got the best bang for the buck, right? We're not just like feeling we want to waste their time, but we actually want to feel like we're enriching their lives, empowering them. I so appreciate this conversation. How can audiences, whether they are watching this or listening to this, get a hold of you, Derby?
The number one thing that they can do to get a hold of me is to share this episode that they just listened to on social media.
Love
Put it
that.
on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, doesn't matter. If you share this on social media and tag at Call the Damn Leads, it's going to notify me. I'm going to see it. I'm going to follow up with you because I'm in sales and that's what I do. But it's also going to let me and Dr. Christiana know that you got some value out of this seed that we planted today. And whether you take action on it now, or you treat it like bamboo and it stays under the dirt for like several years, and then all of a sudden it's like bingo and it shoots you off into the stratosphere. Sharing this episode or sending it to someone that you know, love, care about, that's gonna mean the most to us. And if you tag us on social media, we're gonna see it. We're gonna find you. We're gonna ask what your big takeaway was. And that's gonna mean the world to the both of us. So do that. And then from there, callthedamnleads.com. At Call the Damn Leads on every social media platform. We're out there. We're putting out content. We're sharing the wisdom and the word. And if there's something of value that you get from it, let us know, because that means that we will get to learn and grow and get better. And that is a constant pursuit in my life. And I know that if you're here listening to a show like this, it's a pursuit in your life as well.
Love that so much. And of course, we always look forward to connecting with more audiences. And by tagging us in those episodes, we will connect with you and we will support you on your journey, no matter where you are right now. Well,
Amen.
thank you so much for Drewby for being here today. To the audience, like this episode, share this episode, make sure to tag us. I'm your host, Dr. Christiana. I'm really thrilled you were here today on the Happy Healthy Hustle. And let's keep going. Can't wait to see you on the next episode. If you have any questions or suggestions for guests, connect with me. Thank you.